creepy tales of Hollow Hills, we will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Whispering Tree, Part 2. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. Next morning, despite their terror from the previous night, the four friends couldn't shake the feeling that they needed to return to the Whispering Tree. Something about the encounter left them with unanswered questions, and the fear had been replaced by a gnawing curiosity.
I can't believe we're doing this again. What if that thing comes back?
We'll be fine. It was probably just our imaginations running wild. Besides, we need to know what's really going on.
I'm not so sure. But we can't just leave it like this. What if we stirred up something dangerous?
Then we'll find a way to put it to rest. We can't let it haunt us forever.
They reached the cemetery just as the sun began to set, casting long shadows over the gravestones. The Whispering Tree stood silently in the center, its gnarled branches no longer swaying in the wind. It was as if the tree was waiting for them. As they approached, a cold breeze rustled through the leaves, and the whispers began again, softer this time, almost pleading.
Do you hear that? It's like it's calling to us.
I don't like this, but we've come this far. Let's get closer.
Under the tree's shadow, and the whispers grew louder, forming words that sent chills down their spines.
Help find the lost.
Lost? What does that mean?
Maybe there's something buried here. Something that needs to be found.
Without warning, the ground beneath the tree began to shift again. But this time, it wasn't a ghost that emerged. Instead, the earth split open, revealing a small olden wooden box, a half buried in the roots.
Should we open it?
We have to. This might be what the spirits were trying to tell us.
With trembling hands, Matt reached down and lifted the box from the dirt. It was covered in strange symbols, worn from age. As he pried it open, a gust of wind tore through the cemetery, extinguishing the last light of the day. Inside the box was a small, tattered doll, its button eyes staring blankly. Wrapped around it was a piece of parchment, covered in faded writing.
It's a curse. The doll was used to trap up spirit. Someone wanted to imprison it here.
But why? And who?
Before they could ponder further, the whispers returned, now desperate and anguished, as if the spirits were begging for release. The box began to shake violently in Matt's hands, and the doll's eyes glowed with an eerie light.
We have to do something. It's getting stronger.
Just as they began to panic, a powerful voice boomed through the cemetery, silencing the whispers.
Leave or suffer.
The trees branches whipped out violently, and the ground trembled. The box flew from Matt's hands, smashing against the gravestone, and the doll inside disintegrating into dust. The friends stood frozen, the air thick with tension. Then, as suddenly as it had begun, the chaos stopped. The tree was still. The whispers were gone. And the cemetery was eerily quiet.
We need to go. Now!
They didn't need to be told twice. They fled the cemetery, Never daring to look back, as they reached the edge of the graveyard, Emily turned to see the whispering tree one last time. The branches were no longer twisted, and the air felt lighter. Whatever had been trapped there was finally free. But the fear remained, buried deep within them. They knew that some secrets should never be uncovered, and that the dead should be left to rest in peace.